This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A group of 78ers have condemned the alleged gay concentration camps in Chechnya and plan to protest them at the consulate of the Federation of Russian Republics in Sydney. The 78ers, who participated in the first ever Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras back in 1978 and who were violently attacked by the police, have called for an end to the persecution of people who are perceived as gay or bisexual in Chechnya. In a statement, the 78ers said, "For those of us who struggled with the homophobia that characterized our lives in Australia in the 1960s and 70s, we express solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Chechnya." A new national organization called the Equality Project plans to bring together queer advocates and advocacy groups that are often disparate in the struggle towards LGBTI equality. Launched in Melbourne last week, the initiative is being steered by a working group of 25 that encompasses a broad range of intersectional identities and experiences that help to form Australia's rainbow community. The project's first major endeavor will be to host a national conference in January 2018. And trans students at a Sydney university have been subjected to ongoing threats and violence from other students. Reported in Western Sydney University's student newspaper, students living on campus say they have been victims of systemic transphobic bullying. One student said he's too scared to leave his house on campus after receiving a death threat from another student. Another student who reported the transphobic abuse said he had spoken with the managers of the student village but had been told there were limited recourse. And comedy queen Hannah Gadsby has wowed crowds with her self-described swan song Nanette, taking out the Barry Award for the best show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The Barry Award was named after founding patron of the festival, Barry Humphries, and is judged by a secret industry and media panel. Gadsby, who recently announced she plans to retire from comedy after performing Nanette, will perform two encore shows this weekend in Melbourne before moving back to her hometown in Tasmania. Advocates are calling on queer Australians to respond to a federal government survey on aged care as a way to highlight to the government the benefits of marriage equality for older people. Federal Minister for Aged Care Ken Wyatt is currently reviewing the national strategies that support the aged care needs of people from LGBTI communities. Spokesperson for Just Equal Brian Gregg said the survey provides an important opportunity for LGBTI people to raise the issues related to marriage inequality and how it can cause complications later in life. And Shannon Purser, known for playing Ethel on Riverdale and Barb on Stranger Things, has opened up about her sexuality and come out as bisexual. She wrote on Twitter, "I've only just recently come out as bisexual to my family and friends." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Newsweek has reported that a former NFL star who ended his life in jail last week was a tortured and violent bisexual man. Former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez was convicted of the murder of friend Odin Lloyd in 2013 because he was worried that Lloyd would out him to his female fiancée. The 27-year-old left a suicide note for his fiancée, daughter and the boyfriend he met at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Centre in Shirley, where he was serving a life sentence for the murder. The National Collegiate Athletic Association in America has voted to award North Carolina several championship matches in the coming years. Greensboro NC will host a women's basketball tournament regional in 2019. The men will play first and second round games in 2020, and both sexes will compete in baseball, hockey, and swimming events in other cities. The NCAA has made the move despite the fact that the state has legalized anti-LGBT discrimination until 2021 by replacing the HB2 bill with an equally discriminatory HB 142 law. And finally, a Chinese basketball team has been slammed for allowing students to carry anti-gay banners. Huazhong University of Science and Technology coach Ling Bing posted photos of the women's basketball team carrying the banners with messages like "protect traditional Chinese morals" and "keep homosexuality far from campus." People across China have called for the coach and students to face disciplinary action, but Bing says it's a double standard that gays can carry rainbow flags while his side is facing criticism for carrying hateful messages.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.